topic. Okay, good morning, everybody. What I want to do today is I want to actually take many of the principles that we have been learning and come up with a major application. Well, I just had a coffee and I'm sitting outside and I'm schwitzing, so I'm going to take off my glasses. Here we go. So what I want to do is I want to analyze the crockpot. And this has been a topic that, you know, are crockpots good? Are they bad? When I was growing up, full disclosure, I didn't even know what a crockpot was. I knew what a crockpot was. And not because they were invented. We just never used them. You know, this notion of like a slow cooker and putting a stew in was totally foreign to me. Totally foreign to me. Forget like sous vide fancy cooking, right? Forget all that stuff. That's obviously totally foreign. And we never used a crock pot. So what do we do for chillin'? Very simple. We put chillin' in a tinfoil tray. We put it in our oven. And we took it out, Shabbos Day. That's what we did. Or we would sometimes put chillin' on a blech. And we need to use the oven for other things for Friday night, because it's a bit of an issue to use the same oven, whatever. Or, you know what? For 6 months of the year, and especially in the summer, we didn't even have chillin' because it was too hot. I hate to say this. Don't tell too many people or else maybe my kids won't get a shidduch, but we actually didn't even have chillin' yesterday. I don't know. It's hot. You don't want to have, you know, anything going. Don't tell anybody, okay? So, you know, the question is, when would this whole crockpot thing came up? And this became very popular in the yeshivish world because of crockpots. You have two crockpots. You have a crockpot competition. And about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they became very, very, very popular as a chillin' option. So let's analyze this for a second. So how would we analyze the status of a crockpot based on principles of shihia, hatmana, chazara, and akira? How would we? What do we have to analyze here? What principles do we have to figure out? Well, if you put a crock pot up before Shabbos, what's that called? That's Shehiya, right? Thank you, Ali. Right, that's Shehiya. So let's talk about Shehiya. Now, for Rashi, as we've seen many times, Amad Balei Tosfos, for Rashi, Shehiya, Taman, and Chazara really are very similar concepts. There's one difference, not because of Rashi, but because of another issue. And this, by the way, is another issue I think we have to analyze. So first we have to discuss Shehiya. That's one. Two, we have to figure out what's halacha like. Is halacha like Chachamim or Chananya? Meaning, when Shabbos begins, does food need to be fully cooked, Chachamim? Or Malcha ben Drusai like Chananya? That'd be the second question, right? What's halacha like? So we did see the Bir Halacha, who does mention that we should be machmir for chachamim. But is that like a chumrah? Well, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So we have to figure out shehiya. we have to figure out, is halacha like chachamim or like chananya? We've dealt with that in the past tangentially, but we'll focus a little bit more today. And then we're going to, once we figure out all those things, then we got to analyze, I think, what's the status of a crock pot. What's a crock pot? What type of oven is that? Right? What type of oven is that? And we have to figure that out as well. Okay, so I think that's what we need to do. Any other things we gotta figure out? We'll do chazara later. We'll talk about shehiya. Talk about before Shabbos begins, using a crock pot to put your chillin' in. So maybe let's be organized and let's discuss what's halacha like, chachamim or chananya? Excuse me. So, I think this is fairly straightforward. I'm going to do not take my allergy medication this morning, and I'm already feeling it. By the way, I heard that allergies this year are worse than ever before. Do you know why? They say there's like fewer cars. There's fewer people around, so I guess the pollen that's spreading in the air that usually, you know, gets pushed away from people, from cars, from whatever, is able to, you know, spread out more than usual. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea. But my family is definitely feeling the allergies more than usual. I don't know about you guys. Okay. So here we go. What's halacha like? So what I'm going to do is, Eli, you don't have a Gemara. Do you have a, you do, you're a Rush? Do you have the Rush there?
No, but I have it on Bar
Ilan. Oh, you have your own Bar Ilan?
Yeah.
Oh, it's there. It's plugged in. Okay. So if you want, go to the Rush. It's a very long Rush. It's the Rush on Shabbos, Gimel Aleph. Hey, Sherelle. Good morning. Welcome. We're talking about crockpots on Shabbos. We're going to analyze what do we need to know. The first thing is that we want to analyze about a crockpot is when it, what's a halacha like? Chachamim or Chananya? Meaning, does my food need to be a third cooked like Chananya before Shabbos begins? Or does it need to be fully cooked like Chachamim? So what's a halacha like? So here we go. And of course, why does this matter? We'll talk about that second stage. So the halacha is we're going to read the Rush. The Rush is in Gimel Aleph. Eli is sitting in front of me. I'm actually going to do a quick share screen with everybody so you guys could all have the Bar Ilan, Gimel Aleph. Share screen. There is no Rush, I don't believe. They didn't spend that much time looking for it. But I don't think there's a Rush in Safaria. There is? I'm not so sure. I didn't see it, but I to be honest, I looked very quickly and then I gave up because I knew it would be easier to find. Oh, there's Moishi. That's a Moishi Kanaskin. Pause for 3 seconds so his mic can be adjusted. Welcome, Moishi. Can you hear us? Or me? Moishi?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome. We're talking about a crockpot on Shabbos, and we want to know, is a halacha like Chachamim, or is a halacha like Chananya? So says the Rush, you'll see my mouse. Give me 1 second. It says it straight out like 3 times. It's a glare. He says it 3 times here. Da, 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 da. Here we go. Here it is. I'll tell you right now. He says it's like Chananya. I want you to see it inside. Where'd it go? I was like, Chananya, but no, it's called Mishnah, but because of love, you can love. Then he argues on anyone who argues that it's not Chananya. Hang on. I can't see my screen so well. Rashi. Here we go. So the Rosh says, Rashi. See where my mouse is? For Rashi, that we can put it on a dushahiyah on Gebe Akira. Oh, sorry, Ellie, do you see that?
Yeah.
Really? If you do a search for the word Virashi. You see the word Virashi in your search in Bar Ilan? So it should begin a sentence?
Yeah.
Good. Virashi katav, v'anan demashibu yushahiyah gabay kira, she'ena grufu k'tuma, al'chanana simchinan, hoyo v'stam masnishin kivate. So we have a principle here that our Mishnah seems to say stam, a stam Mishnah, that's usually the halacha, and Rashi in a number of places seems to identify that the halacha is l'chananya. Which is why you appreciate the Bir Halacha that we saw a few weeks ago. Bir Halacha says it's a chumrah should be machmir for chachamim. But mikara din the halacha is like Chananya, meaning that as long as my food is 1/3 cooked, if my food is 1/3 cooked, ready for this? I don't even need grufa k'tuma. Remember? According to Chananya, if your food is 1/3 cooked, I don't need to pour ashes. I don't need to remove the coals, I don't need to do anything. And what's the rationale? Like we said, because my mind is, I don't need to hasten and stoke the coals. I don't need to, why? Because I have guests that are coming, but I'm not worried because my food is edible walking into Shabbos. Just as my food is edible walking into Shabbos, what do I have to be concerned about? The answer is nothing. And therefore, we're not worried that you're going to come and stoke your coals. We're not worried that you're going to do anything. So because of that, if Allah is a Hananya, we see from here, that is my food, my crock pot hits, my food, my crock pot hits one third cooked before Shabbos starts, I don't need Gerufa Ketumah. Now, how long does it take for food in a crock pot, my friends, to reach a third cooked? What did you say? 2 hours? 3 hours on high? Anybody have any experience in cooking using a crock pot? What would you say? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours? What's the third cooked? Not meaning we know when it hits a crock pot, it's cooked and then it stays in the crock pot longer. I'm not saying the second it's fully cooked, you eat it. No, it could be fully cooked at 4 a.m, but you're not eating it you are eating it at 4 a.m. You're gonna wait till whatever to eat it, right? So when would it be fully cooked? I don't know. But let's say 3 hours on high. Does that make sense? A third cooked? Fine. Yeah, nod your head, thumbs up. 3 hours on high is good. Maybe even 3 hours on low, I'm not so sure. Okay, 3 hours, 2-3 hours, whatever it may be on high, would reach a third cook. So as long as you have that, so Shabbos now is, I don't even know what time Shabbos is, when Shabbos starts, I've made early Shabbos last few weeks, right? Okay, let's say Shabbos starts at 8:30, 8:40, whatever it may be. Put it up at 4, put it up at 5, put it up on high. Maybe when Shabbos begins, throw it down to low or to medium. And you are good to go. You do not need Gerufa Ketumah at all. No problem whatsoever. According to the Rosh, according to Rashi, and the truth is, Rov Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim, I'll hold the halacha is like Hananya. Okay? So that would be the halacha, and that's going to be a very important principle. So, now, and remember, what's the reason why I don't need Gerufa Ketumah? Because remember Rashi said in our Gemara, remember that it gets cooled down. There's that Gemara. Sorry to pull out my Gemara, which is on my lap now. We saw the language of Rashi that it's going to begin to cool down, right? If I do Gerufa Ketumah, right? If I do Gerufa Ketumah, the temperature begins to decrease, and it doesn't bother me at all. Why? Because my food's in great shape. What do I care? My food is a third cooked, fully cooked, whatever it is. I'm in great shape. It does not bother me whatsoever. Okay, so that's the that's step number one. So we also said last week or 2 weeks ago or both that the hetter of Gerufa Ketumah, we know that not only am I not concerned because my food's in good shape, but here's a second of what I think is an important principle. But also, we have control of our heat, meaning in most ovens in the olden days, if you saw from those pictures, right? Remember, the fire is like bursting out the sides. The fire might be like out of control. So what do I need to do? If it's unchecked, the fire is blasting. But if I have it under control, I know that my fire is under control. I know that the way the heat is progressing, my food is going to be A-okay. So I don't need to micromanage. I don't need to start waving or flapping or spreading the heat. I know that it is in control. I'm not concerned at all about Shemech Daba Gechalim. Totally fine. Okay. So if that is the case, here's our situation. Here's our scenario. So scenario A, my food is totally raw before Shabbos starts. Scenario B, my food is not raw, but less than a third. Scenario C, my food is a third, or if I want to be really from and hold like Chachamim, my food is fully cooked. Okay, those are the three different situations. Okay, so here it is. According to Hananya, what would make life very simple is the following. On Friday, Hananya, if it's a third cooked, as we said, what do I have to do to my crock pot? Answer, zero. If it's a third cooked like Hananya, or fully cooked like Chachamim, my crock pot, by the way, my oven for that matter, it's not going to matter, I don't have to do anything. I do not have to do any Gerufa Ketumah whatsoever. Why? Because remember what we said. Shehiya, before Shabbos, get your food to a third or fully cooked, Hananya or Chachamim, before Shabbos, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about gerufa or ketuma, right? Which means krapat or oven or anything. It simply would not matter. So that, by the way, is a great tip to always keep in mind on every single Friday. Get your food to a third cook before Shabbos begins, and you're always going to be okay. Okay? The challenge is going to be if you're not at a third cooked. And by the way, hey, so it's important that this does not count for chazara, right? For chazara, we're going to be more machmir because that's on Shabbos. For chazara, you are going to need gerufa uchtuma, even for chananya, because on Shabbos itself, the stakes are higher. You want to take from your cholent crockpot and put it back, you will need gerufa uchtuma to that on Shabbos, but we're not there yet. So if, again, to reiterate, if we want to say that our food is one-third cooked, we don't need to do anything to our crockpot, to our ovens, nothing, zero, garnished. Oh. But what about if it's less than machal ben drusai, less than a third cooked, then I'm going to need gerufa uchtuma. That would be an important scenario. So, what about if, okay, so that's that scenario. Less than machal ben drusai. Now, how much less than machal ben drusai? Let's assume it's nothing. I mean, let's say I literally turned it on minutes before Shabbos. Totally raw. So we saw in our Gemara that if that's true, we have mesich das, that my head, my mind says, I'm not eating this food tonight. It's not edible tonight. It's going to be gross. It's going to be raw. I'll get poisoned. If that's the case, we saw that we do not need to worry about gerufa uchtuma either. Why not? Because it has no chance that you're going to eat it Friday night. No chance you're going to eat it at all. Your mind is mesich das from it. You're not going to stir it up because your stirring will be irrelevant. It's so raw. It's so gross and disgusting. What you could do to your food is going to be worthless. So your head, psychologically, emotionally, physically, is totally disconnected from your food, in which case there's no concern of gerufa uchtuma. That's what the Gemara suggested. So the only real issue is this next scenario, when it's a little bit cooked, but not a third cooked. I don't know, we'll call that a quarter cooked, right? A sixth cooked, right? So not nothing, that meaning that your stirring could potentially hasten the cooking process. And if it would hasten the cooking process, it needs to be gerufa uchtuma. And not only that, that would make it usur to leave an akira that's not gerufa uchtuma. Meaning, chachami made gzeira, that it's usur to leave food. So here's the danger zone. The danger zone of your crockpot and your ovens and everything for that matter is this danger zone of cooked a little bit. I don't know. 10% to 33%, I don't know, maybe even 5%. I'm not so sure what the percentage is. We'll say 5% just to be machmir, right? Your 5% to 33% is your danger zone, because Chachamim said you cannot leave food connected to a heat source. That is usur to do. So what do? What's the reason why it's usur? Shema yechateba gechalim. You might come to adjust and play with your heat. So now let's talk about a crock pot. How do we analyze the crock pot? Okay. Whew. Here we go. What would you say the status of a crock pot is? What could you do? I'm asking for audience participation. I'm going to take my Gemara, put it over here on the side. How do you analyze it? What would you say a crock pot is? Is it a fire? Is it a stove? What would you say and why? What's a crock pot? I'm going to stop sharing my screen so I can see all your pretty faces better. There we go. What would you say? What's the status of a crock pot? What would you say and why?
What are the choices? Fire or...
So it's fire. So what would you say? Is it like, is fire there? Are you worried you're going to stoke it? Are you worried, you know, do you think the fire is accessible? Is there even a Shema Yechateba Gichali? Would you be concerned you're going to play with the coals in a crock pot? What would you say? How would you analyze it?
Maybe the equivalent with a crock pot of stoking coals is turning up the dial from low to high.
Okay, very good. Okay, so the only thing that's analogous to the old days would be our dial, right? Right? Would be our dial moving it from medium to high or from high to medium, right? We have a dial. What else can you do? Now, what else can you do right now? Would you say that it's directly on the fire? Would you say it's sitting on fire? Ellie says no. Why not, Ellie?
It's sort of like a blech, right?
So says Ellie, it's like on a blech. Maybe it's already on a blech. Why? Because it's not really on heat. It's on, what's the material? Enamel? What's the material of a crock pot? Enamel? Those pots. Enamel? They're not metal.
Like ceramic?
Ceramic. Okay, ceramic. Okay, ceramic. They're ceramic. Now, what do they sit on? Should I go? My kitchen's right over there, right? What do they sit on? They sit on a, or they sit in, sorry. They sit in a, you know what?
Metal,
right? Look at this. Hang on. Can you believe it? Of course, it's put away. But okay, so here we go, right? It's sitting in here. So here's the question. Would you say, is this on the fire? Is this on the fire? Here's a crock pot. What would you say? Yeah, here's our dial over here. Right, here's our dial. Here's it. So what gets hot in here? Where's the element? Where's the heat? Where's the actual fire? The actual fire is probably underneath this metal thing, right? And it's probably just the core. I don't think anything on the sides, right? And it's probably just at the bottom. And then it's covered with this metal.
There's probably no direct heat from the sides, but probably through conduction it gets hot.
Right, through conduction it gets hot, right. But there's no actual like element at all here. So would you say that I'm putting it directly on? Would you say this is direct on the fire or that my fire is already sealed? My fire is already sealed. So this is a very, very interesting question. So if you want to tell me that the way I can adjust the fire, really, there's only one way to adjust the fire, and that is with the dial. So what would happen if I were to cover the dials? If I were to take a piece of tin foil and cover my dials, is that considered gerufa uktuma? What would you say? Is covering my dial, is that going to be sufficient to gerufa uktuma? What would you say and why? By putting foil over it. Well, that's not like pouring ashes, is it? It's not like pouring ashes or removing the coals. It's just covering the dial. Just again.
I think it doesn't actually prevent you from doing anything, but it's more just like a sign that you're not interested in cooking.
Ah, so here says Sherelle, it doesn't physically taking out the coals or pouring ash over my coals, which is Gruf Oktuma. That's being like, look what I'm doing here. I'm totally messing around my fire. I'm messing around my coals, right? I'm limiting my heat potential, right? But here, this is a heker. So if all I need is a heker, right? So that's a great heker. Because the second, if it's all about that I'm worried I'm going to stoke my coals. So if I have no coals to stoke, very hard to stoke coals. But what about if all I have is a heker? I have a Band-Aid. I have a piece of dirt. So when my guests are going to come, my food's not cooked enough, let me increase the temperature. That's only way I can stoke the coals in the modern era. The moment I'm about to do that, I see a piece of tinfoil. No, don't do it. You're not allowed to on Shabbos. So,
would an equivalent to pouring ashes be like to turn it down to like medium or low because it's like decreasing the heat source
before Shabbos starts?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the difference is going to be that by pouring ashes, the temperature over time, remember Rashi says, is mitztanen. It is not going to mitztanen on medium, right? It's going to be colder, but once it gets to a temperature, it's going to level it out, right? Rashi does say the moment you pour ashes, the moment you remove the coals, it might still be hot, but within half an hour, 2 hours, the temperature, this has no potential to decrease temperature. Right.
And I don't know how a crock pot necessarily, I don't know how a crock pot exactly works, but if it works through cycling, like the same way air conditioning does, for example, then if you have it on medium, eventually it'll cycle back on to heat up as it gets cold, right? So.
Yeah, it's a good question about crock pots and cycling. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. You think it's on the whole time? You think it's giving temperature the whole time? Probably not.
I don't know. I guess I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Not smart. That's my assumption.
Okay, so remember last week we mentioned this idea that Rashi says, remember if you seal your oven? Remember we said this last week? We talked about a case on Yud Ched and Bet. We said, remember your muggies here, Vitocha, right? Mechusa v'kisur shela. Right? And Rashi says this is the midyakar, it's a heker. Remember? He said if you stop off your oven, you put a piece of wax or something and you seal up your oven. Right? Rashi says. So you're gonna start chipping away your door? I'm gonna start chipping away, I'm gonna just chop it. What am I doing? Right? So Rashi seems to say, the Gemara seems to suggest that, and by the way, all these things are not contradictions. I actually think all these things are just similar things that are open to you as an opportunity. I mean, the Gemara is not saying it's as a contradiction. The Gemara is giving different recommendations of what you can do to your Kira, right? Different recommendations. Other recommendations. You can either seal it up. You can do Gufa. You can do, you have to do something. Do something, right? And all these things seem to be sufficient. I don't believe there's a contradiction at all. So in many ways, again, you need to just demonstrate that your mind, that you're disconnected, or that you're not worried, you're not concerned. One way to do it is make sure your food is cooked. That's one way to do it. Your food is cooked is one way to do it. Another way to do it is seal it up. Another way to do it is pour ashes. Another way is move your coals. And another way is maybe, in fact, just tape over your dial. You need to have some heker or some sort so that you don't come to adjust it. That all those things, you just have to do something to demonstrate that. And it can be accomplished if it's cooked, or we accomplish in one of these other ways as well. Because that, the Gemara talks about a case of Gedera, that's a chitata, right? Remember this ox meat that you put in, it's not going to be ready till the next day. So the Gemara says, your mesich dat, your ox meat that you put up Friday afternoon, has no chance of being ready Friday night. It's tough. Meat. In that case, they're not worried you're going to come to Yechata B'Gechaliti. No chance of eating it. It's essentially like raw, right? And so that's what I believe all these things. You need something to stop you in your tracks, right? To prevent you from, to remind you that it's Shabbos. Or, right? And one is, take the coals out. One is, Hezech Adar, because you're dealing with ox meat. All right? Something to remind you that it is Shabbos. But the goal of all of them is to prevent you from being mechata b'gei chalim. So that's why another way to do it is, of course, by the way, what we do at home, I try to be honest with you. I tried putting aluminum foil over the dial. It could be, I don't know, it kept on falling off. So what do? It's very simple. I just pop off the dial. Take a fork, I pop it off. Usually what I do is I turn it to medium before Shabbos starts, right? I pop it down to medium, I pop off the dial, and I put the dial in the drawer. Why? Because I never know. Is it third cook, not third cook? I have no idea, right? Right? But the truth is, I really need to do that if it wasn't a third cook.
Can I don't know if you know the
tune was put out. Yeah.
Tip? We can slip the tinfoil in between the dial and the actual metal of the crock pot so that it's like hooking onto it, and then you fold it over. Have you tried that?
I must be pathetic. I've tried that. It keeps on falling off.
Okay.
Maybe you don't wedge it in enough. Maybe you wedge it in better than I do. I don't know.
Maybe that.
Can't tape it because the tape, because it's hot, it'll melt the tape, right? The tape's not going to work.
Yeah, not tape it, but just like put it in between. If you try that, then I guess.
Yeah, right. But is it? What
question about like about
that? Where's this dog? This is nothing worse than losing the dial to the crock pot. It's annoying, right? Where's the dial? Where's
I'm in trouble.
I put in the drawer. Anyways, what was that?
Is this whole discussion only if we're not considering it a stovetop? Like, does anything change if we say? Because I was thinking it gets so hot, it might be like a heating out, like an element, even though it's not. Even though there's an extra layer, if that layer gets so hot.
So here's the question: Is the crock pot like so leaving it on the coals? Because remember, I want to show you that the Gemara says on your chet amud bet. Hang on, I just want to go back. So what does Chananya hold? Are you ready for this? You could even do shehiya betoch, meaning Chananya holds if your food is a third cooked before Shabbos, you can put it in an oven before Shabbos. Betoch hatanur or betoch akira, not al gabay, where you have a separate levels, right, one stage away, right? So Chananya is quote-unquote so meko that for shehiya, if your food is cooked, you can put it on the coals. It'll be irrelevant how we define a crock pot. If we define a crock pot as mamish on the coals, it's not going to matter for Chananya. Because Chananya matirs bitoch ataner for shehiya, the food is malcha ben drusai. Again, what's the reason why? I don't get it's in the oven. Right? It's in the oven, yeah, but it's already a third cook. That's what Charlene Chananya is, right? So Chananya, right, it's on, we did see this Gemara before, on Yudachet Mubet. I'm sorry, other last, is it right? The Chananya Matir is putting it inside an oven. Where's that line? It's right here somewhere. Yeah, here. It's like, I don't know, one third maybe the way down, right? Bit tanura. Mataima kevin de lo chaze lo arta. He's referring to the kedera achita, right? Asuhi mesach date mine. That you're mesach date from it. Even betoch hatanur. Betoch hatanur. Your ox meat can go, you can do it Friday afternoon, put a pot on coals directly, right? Betochataner, not al gabe akira. Betochataner even, right? So even if you want to argue with me that your crock pot is the status of betochataner, which is not so simple to argue, because is it really directly on the heat source or is there a separation between the food and the heat source? That would be the difference between a taner and akira, right? Akira is one stage. You don't put your food directly on the coals. You put it generally above the coals, right? There's a bit of a gap in between. Whereas a tanur, your mama's putting it on the coals. That's the difference between a tanur and a kira, as we discussed 2 months ago, right? So the question is going to be, in my crock pot, even if I hold, are you ready for this? Like chachamim. And I hold that what? That it needs to be fully cooked. If I put food fully cooked, even on coals, not a problem. Chananya says a third. So, and we hold, like I told you, Mikara din la Chananya. Chananya, excuse me, says, betocha tanur, no problem on Erev Shabbos if the food is machal ben drusai. You want to say that our crock pots are not, don't have the status of betocha tanur because there's a gap? It's really al gabe akira. It's just on top of Akira. Matovu manayim. Even better, right? But it doesn't even matter if you hold on. That's the advantage of holding Chananya. Oh, sorry. I'm mistaken. I got Chachamim hold. If you hold on Chachamim, you actually cannot put the food in a tanner before Shabbos. Sorry. Apologize. It's only the kula of Chananya. Chananya has two kulas. One, you can put it betocha tanner. And two, it only needs to be a third cup. Macha ben Jusay. Sorry. But the advantage of, again, Rov Rishonim, hold. Rashi, the Rosh, all hold that it is totally fine to hold a chananya, mikar adin. I don't think we need to be so machmir, right? But again, the reason why I believe using a crock pot, I'm not even convinced that a crock pot is betocha tanur, because it's not mamish by the coals. There's a gap called metal that might help us say, again, I don't have access to my coals. I don't have access to the heat source. It's covered by this tinfoil, by this metal. And then if I cover it with my dial with aluminum, or I pop it off, another potential heter. So you might have heard of this chumrah that Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about. Have you ever heard of this before? Where you need to put metal tin aluminum foil, which is Rav Moshe. I don't know if it is, and that's Rav Moshe, and then tin foil is Rav Eliashiv, tin foil balls, or vice versa. I can't remember which one holds which. Right in your crock pot. Why? Because they argue that your crock pot is mamish like a tanur, and therefore raise it a little bit so that it has the status of a kira. I'm not convinced they're right. Because if we're saying that the definition of a mamish, a kira, and remember we saw the Maharam in Rimberg, what did he say? That no, we don't have elements like this anymore. Remember that? And we showed you pictures way back when. So all those things, I believe that our modern day cooking, we don't really cook directly on fire anymore. Because what does it mean to cook directly on fire? It means you're not in control. You have fire blasting. Is fire really hot? Is fire really cold? No, we live in the world of controlled heat. To me, controlled heat is our modern day ovens, is our modern day crockpots, which means controlled heat is really not like a tanner. That is the Masorah that I received, okay? And it makes sense. It makes sense that that's true because we have controlled fire. In the olden days, they didn't have controlled fire. They had coals and fire was firing out everywhere and blah, right? Right? We don't have those issues anymore today in the modern era. We have nice 250 is 250, 350 is 350. We know those things are going. One moment, please. Yes, Gila, good morning. You did not get breakfast. That's very sad. The boys are doing absolutely nothing productive right now. You can ask them. They'll help you with breakfast. There you go.
What's the concern, according to the people who say you have to put tin foil?
So their concern is that your crock pot has the status of betocha tanur, and maybe we don't hold like chananya. I'm hold like chachamim. So don't put it betocha tanur. Put it on the tanur. Or really,
even then,
you can't really put things on a tanner.
I guess I missed this part, but what's like?
Okay, so there are two types of ovens.
If you're not doing a tanner
and a kira.
No, I get that. I'm just saying, like, is it shema yachate?
Oh, that's a very good question. I see. There's two. The great danger with having your food directly by the coals is either it's going to look a lot more like cooking, right? Because that's mamish, the place of cooking. Or because you're more likely to do Shema Yechateh B'Gechalim. Probably the first one is the real reason.
Probably the first one, right?
Exactly.
You cover the dial.
Right. And the reason why So how do you resolve these things? By popping off your knob or by putting tinfoil, you're demonstrating to everybody that you're psychologically, emotionally, physically removed from your crock pot, from your food, I should say.
Emotionally, it's kind of hard. But, yeah, so it's interesting. So we're saying, like, they argue that, like, even if you covered it, it has a din of, like, a tanner, so.
They say it has a din of a tanner. Now, again, right. Now, if it's going to be, yes. So, again. I want you to realize, this is the argument. If you want to be machmer for chachamim and not chananya, if you want to argue that a crockpot has the status of betocha tanur, right? Which is not so simple to argue this betocha tanur, right? Then you need to have your food fully cooked before Shabbos in a crockpot that's raised. And then you avoid everything.
Well, if it's raised, why does it have to be fully cooked?
Because if we hold like chachamim, it needs to be fully cooked. Oh, good. You're right. Yes, it needs to be fully cooked. Because remember, they hold that there's two different issues. There's bitocha tanur, and then there's grufa k'tuma. So if it needs to be grufa k'tuma, you got to still cover the dials. If it's bitocha tanur, you need to raise your crock pot. Mm-hmm. Now, it's remote machloket is how to raise it. It's putting aluminum foil enough, or you have to actually raise it and put like a metal ball or a couple of metal balls in there. That's a machloket of American and Israeli. I think Rav Moshe says aluminum foil is enough, and I think Rav Yashiv says that you actually need like tin foil balls to actually have a physical raising, whereas aluminum sheet, that's like as a quick Google search can find this machloket. It's like super famous in all these articles on crockpots. Okay. Now, what about when it comes to Chazara? So when it comes to Chazara, however, that would be different. Meaning, if I want to taste my chul on Friday night, or I daven early Shabbos morning, and before lunch, I want to have a taste, I want to have Kiddush, I want to taste my chul and put it back. So if that's the case, I want to do Chazara. Even Chananya will agree I need Grufa Oktuma, that I need to deal with my dials. In which case, I would need to cover them. And by the way, I think we can extrapolate. Hold on to a regular oven for now. But for a crock pot, so to me, when it comes to a crock pot, we have a lot of advantages to it. First of all, the advantage of a crock pot, and this is why I believe they became popular, was because people like to leave their food in the oven Friday night on. And this way they could take out food from their oven Friday night and not have their chont in there. Because their chont is in there and then you close the door, it's not so simple. So you should get one shot to removing your food Friday night. So you take out all your food Friday night from your oven and then you serve it and eat it, whatever. And then you're, what's it called? And then during the day, you have access to your crock pot. So the advantage was you had two different heat sources that you could enjoy. The other thing that you could do is take food out of your oven that you want to eat Friday night and put it onto a blech. That's another option that people do. And then for whatever reason, the crock pot option became super duper famous and popular in most households. How the Jetsons do chill on Shabbos Day? What do they do? They have crock pot?
Crock pot.
Crock pot. Okay. Sounds like people use crock pots, right? It makes it...
We actually have aluminum foil in our crock pot also.
Okay, the Moshe Feinstein, right? Okay, right. So I'll tell you the disadvantage of the aluminum foil is that it might cause a fire. I guess not. No, some fat.
Yeah.
Or that it
never been a problem for us, but I guess so.
Does it burn it? Does it burn it? Does it burn inside your crockpot? I don't know.
I've never taken a close look, but I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. It's
maybe it could be that some crockpots are more powerful than others. It could be the crockpot we have is not so powerful. I don't know.
Right. Right. I hear that. Okay.
And we only ever have it on low. We never have our crockpot on medium or high or anything.
You don't? You don't?
Yeah. Before? Because we make sure that it's to get it going much before.
Right. So you put it up earlier. Mm-hmm. Right. There's been a few times where it's 5 o'clock. Oh, we've been chilling club. It's 5 o'clock. Okay, but again, that's the advantage of, the advantage of all of this is that Shabbos, if you forget one Shabbos, you're still okay. You can still do it at 5 o'clock. But the only thing to be concerned about is though, if you're going to 5 o'clock, just cover your dials, and then you can still put up at 5 o'clock. See, if you do it at 3 o'clock, forget 5 o'clock is also probably still okay. If you do it at, 7 o'clock, right? So you still could have your children. The only thing is that probably you should cover your dials because it's not garufu katum, and since it's not garufu katum, you can't do shahia. So according to Chananya, according to everybody, you need garufu katum. So that's I think the other side of the equation. So again,
so what would be the equivalent of covering the dial or removing the dial on electric crock pots, the ones with the with the buttons and everything. If there's like a software lock, could you like hold the button that says like hold for 5 seconds or whatever? Does that count?
And therefore by touching the buttons, it does nothing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have an electric crock pot, so I don't know if that feature actually exists, but I imagine it might.
No, you have an electric crock pot. All crock pots are electric.
I don't have the digital crock pot.
Digital crock pot, yeah. And you have a digital crock pot? I don't have one. No, a digital crock pot. I don't have anything with a digital crock pot. If you could freeze the buttons, I have that in my dishwasher, which I have to use more. Because for whatever reason, shout out to Noon, someone always bangs into the dishwasher and hits a button, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I shouldn't say always. That's not a fair statement. The Tuesday during on Shabbos. Somebody's been on Tuesday. I said, "What? Did we just do the dishwasher like yesterday? Why is the dishwasher running?" And then, of course, there are no dishes. There's like two dishes in there. So you can lock it, right? You hold the button for like 3-4 seconds. It locks all the keys. So if you could do that to a digital crock pot, wow! And if really touching the buttons would do nothing, I don't see why that wouldn't be sufficient. Because also, you couldn't really put an aluminum foil, right? Wouldn't it stick on?
I don't know. Yeah, where would it go? I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. So that's the next question is, what if there is no control lock? Then what do you do with a crock pot like that?
Yeah, a digital crock pot. Could you do something else? Could you block it? Like, you know, like, you ever seen those, like, covers for switches? You know, like Shabbos Kodesh? You're seeing people hang them on their lights? I don't know.
Yeah, we have the magnet covers on all the lines.
You have them?
I mean, what if you, like...
Yeah, they're great.
You do this with a regular crock pot, too. You just turn it around so the dial is facing the wall.
So I thought about that. What about turning it around? Is that enough? That's a very good question. Is that enough? So the only thing I don't like about that, you're saying the times of Chazal, they put it in a way you can access it from all sides, probably. I've never seen
the thing is different because most, like a lot of people, I think, only use their crock pot on Shabbos. It's not like, so we're not used to like having to change the temperature on it. We don't like look at the food and be like, oh, it's not cooking well enough. Let's raise the temperature.
You do? It is funny, you know, you're mentioned sometimes that we do it maybe like in the winter. Before you go to work, you put a stew up and then get home. It's like a nice hot option that you don't really, you know, you kind of threw everything in easy in the morning. It's funny, the only other time that we use a crock pot, ready for this, is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we put potatoes, onions, meat, and that's about it. And we have a stew for lunch on Erev Pesach every year. And every year it's freezing cold outside. and we're hungry, and but it's like you can eat, you know.
That's so good because you're so limited with not being able to eat matzah meal on Erev Pesach.
So limited. That's
so
right?
Difficult.
Yeah. Yeah,
I end up eating just like yogurt and chocolate.
Right, so that's exactly like yogurt and chocolate. Like again, like you know what I mean? That's what we do. We do like a kosher Pesach stew for lunch. It's like a thing everyone knows, and we use a crock pot for that. And I guess we use that same crock pot, you know, on Shabbos Chomoid, sometimes. So you're right. So the problem, Moishi, it's true that we only use a crock pot. Many people only use a crock pot for Shabbos, but it's still, you know, I don't know, this idea of, you know, is that enough of a barrier? I don't know.
No, I'm not poskening, don't worry.
Yeah. So, okay, but it's good. Okay, I feel bad. It's 10:55. Does everyone want to join 11 o'clock share? So I don't want to slip it out. So again, so I think summary is that I believe our crock pot, if you're going to use a crock pot, we have three options. If the food is, and we do hold the chatzila chananya, which means betocha tanur, shehiya, malchu ben drusayi, in the oven, would be permissible. A third cooked, as long as it is, malchu ben drusayi, shehiya, yeah, that would be sufficient. And if your crock pot, therefore, is a third cooked, your food is a third cooked, before Shabbat starts, you're good to go. If you want to do chazara, and therefore you want to do grufa or ktuma, cover your dials. If your food is not a third cooked and just a little bit cooked, you're going to need to cover your dials. If you hold that the crock pot is like betach, and you don't hold like Hananya, you're going to, and it's, or you hold like Hananya and it's less than a third, I still believe, though, that it is not considered betoch because you don't have fire directly underneath your pot. You have that aluminum there as well. If you want to be machmir, you can put aluminum tinfoil or raise it a little bit. Again, if you hold that, you know, David Jessen is very frum in the Jessen household. They put aluminum foil in their crock pot, yet they put the crock pot up early on Friday afternoon, right? So they're machmir for like every sheet, okay? There you go. But you wouldn't really need to do all those things because you wouldn't need grufo ktuma. You wouldn't need to cover your dials if the food is already third cooked. So if it is not third cooked, then you need to cover your dials. You want to do chazar, you got to cover your dials. And if you hold that it's on the oven directly on the coals, you would need to lift it again if you don't hold like Hananya. And you hold that your crock pot is directly on the coals, you're going to need to lift it and cover. Okay, that's the okay. And we covered all the different shitas, how to understand it. Have a great day, everybody. And I will let you know about next week. We might actually switch topics just for a couple weeks, or you might take a break. I'll pull people individually later. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.